Okay, good evening and welcome back everybody to the Whole in Our Soul workshop. We are becoming whole in our soul and recovering from compulsive eating, food addiction, compulsive food behaviors, and body obsession. All right, so welcome back and settle in here for our Wednesday night call. We are on our fourth step tonight, and I'm so honored to be taking this step with all of the beautiful women in this workshop. I had the privilege and the pleasure of working the third column with about 20 or 25 of you this week in individual outreach calls, and I know the rest of you are humming along with your work, and I appreciate all of the messages and emails and phone calls. So thank you. I love hearing from you. I just want to remind you that you're never bothering me. If you need to reach out to me or you want to talk to me, you're welcome to. That's why I give you my contact information. I'm here to help guide you. That is my responsibility here in the workshop as the step guide. So it's never a bother. It's always a pleasure. Okay. I'm here for you if you need me. So I want to take a deep breath and breathe God in, and I'd like to just begin with our set-aside prayer for this section, and it goes like this. God, please help me face and be rid of the things in myself which is blocking me from you, other people, and myself. Help me see the truth. Thank you. Okay, welcome back from your meditation. And we're going to start our fourth step tonight, continuing on in the third column. We have kind of an exciting night tonight. We have another guest speaker and step guide. Tonight we have Leah from San Diego, California, chiming in. Leah's going to be going over how to complete the last two parts of the third column, or last three parts of the third column, and also how to do the realization. So she's going to guide us through in a little bit. What I'd like to do is I'd like to start by just digging in right away and just calling out some participation of some gals that I've talked to over the course of the week, and just to talk a little bit about their experience of completing their third step columns, and just sort of what that was like for them, how they were able to hone and simplify what they needed to write in each column, and maybe how they were able to unearth what fears were associated with them. So just want to do a little of that. And then I also want to just reach out to those of you who might be feeling a little inundated by the amount of writing that goes into this part of the work. You know, you're going to have a chance this week to complete not only the last part of the third column and the realization, but if you've somehow gotten behind on your work, this is a good opportunity for you to really square away your schedule for the coming week and to try to create sort of a self-discipline of doing a handful per day. This is very difficult to do if you think you're going to do 10 or 15 or more in one sitting. It can kind of all blur together and it can get very overwhelming and emotionally tiring. So some of the suggestions that I've made throughout the workshop were, was to make sure that you get enough rest and that you make sure you have time to do things for fun and for joy, and just to square away your schedule and know that for the next few weeks, we're going to be doing intensive fourth step work, and you should plan your schedule accordingly. Once the fourth step work is complete, it goes very quickly from there, and it's a much lighter load. But, please plan accordingly. I want you to have the most transformational experience possible in Big Book Awakening, and I know you want that for yourself, so it does take a little bit of planning and preparation to make sure that you have the time and the wherewithal and the energy, to get through the work. So some people like to do two or three in the morning after their morning meditation, and they might do two or three in the evening after their 10th step. And they try to get done a handful each day. So I encourage you to find a rhythm that works for you. Okay. With that being said, I'm just going to toggle my controls here and put us in Q&A mode so that we can have a little back and forth discussion. And I'm just going to call on some of the gals in the workshop to share a little bit about their experience on the third step, maybe even share a third step column with us if they're willing. And this portion of the call, where individuals are sharing from their fourth step, will not be recorded. That will be to maintain anonymity. If you do want to listen to recordings of people sharing their fourth step live, again, I refer you to bbaworks.com. I've sent out about a dozen emails with that link and that reference in it. It's always there. The bbaworks.com audio page has lots of workshops. All 26 weeks are recorded. It's a great resource. But for now, what we're going to do is we're just going to share amongst the members of the group. So I'm going to toggle my controls and we'll have a little confidential discussion on that. Okay. And then after that, I'll introduce Leah and we'll learn how to do the last part of the third column and the realization. Okay, here we go.